Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
He cannot be that guy.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
You going to tell him or I'll tell him?
Well, we talked about early. We called him out.
That's an early sniff.
Okay. Let's wait a sec.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you guys something. If a superior asks you to do something.
Yes, go ahead.
If your boss asks you to do something, does it matter if the difference is you forgot to do it, or you just didn't do it, or you did it wrong? Is there any differentiation there?
It comes down to process or results, and I'm a results guy, so there's no difference.
Okay.
I think there's a difference.
Okay.
Like, did you do it wrong on purpose?
I forgot to submit a request for some days off.
Okay.
And I thought I'd gone into the system. Who is the system?
It's pretty simple.
I
think I forgot to hit submit.
Oh, okay.
The one in the low bottom left.
Did you then subsequently follow up to make sure that the request was...
No,
wow.
See, that's not where you have the problem in my eyes. Yeah.
And Mark, just to be clear, I went to the site.
You executed poorly.
That's right.
You were like the Giants. Didn't forget to show up and play baseball. You just played it poorly.
I think that, in fairness, forgetting would be worse.
Well,
because that could
but
be
if you were buttoned up, like Dib said, this would have been avoided, and
of course,
the people in the know would have knew.
Of course. And you know who else could have been buttoned up? All right. Just wanted to see. That guy. I guarantee you he could have found the days off that I requested in one of his 17 legal pads that he jots everything down on anytime you have a meeting.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. So, anyway, that's that.
Yeah. We were just knee deep in that legal pad about 6 minutes ago.
I saw you in there early.
Coming out of that room?
Yeah.
I will credit Evan for this. And Evan said it. Nahegan was hot at me last night.
Last night?
Yes.
Well, that's never good.
About this.
We've agreed to not talk at night.
He does get over things. He does. Yes. He's like a great coach who will say something. Hey. He'll say something.
Come on.
He's like a great coach who will bark at an official when he thought he was wrong, and then that's it. Says his piece. Hey, Dan, I thought you missed a walk there. I thought he took an extra step. I don't think so, coach. Okay. And then you just leave it there.
That just depends on who you're talking to, because you have to obviously address each person as a coach or as a boss in the way that that person can be reached. And that goes for the six of us or any other team in any other coaching situation.
And, of course, the great suggestion, and I don't know why I didn't think of that, is Steiny should have just gotten goo to go onto the site to request the day off. He probably knows how to do it.
Like,
I didn't say that.
Wow. Like, Will, I wow. Yeah. Drive by, man. Wow. Just
all right, I'm not initiating any more conversation.
You did enough right there.
You've done more than enough. Yeah. Why do you take a week off, Steiny? Yeah. You've done enough.
Yeah. And you're talking to Dibs, a guy that has not seen Willard, the movie Forrest Gump. People have come for him and
not surprised.
Listen, not look at Dibs. He knows him.
If you have, I believe everybody has holes in their iconic movie game.
No doubt.
This is why I like Willard.
Stop nodding because your takes that hour were so unfathomably bad.
Oh my gosh.
Bad. They were so.
You're talking to Goo, right?
No, you.
He's talking about the 10, 11, 12, and 1 o'clock hours. Yeah,
I don't care if you haven't seen it.
Right.
But the dismissive nature and the assuredness that Castaway is better.
Yeah, it is.
Though you haven't seen the other one.
Yeah.
And then to double down with, if you're playing a role of somebody who is in any way suffering from some sort of
malady,
either a handicap or whatever, that shouldn't count.
I think it's an easier role for them to play. That's all.
Yeah.
So these were rough
takes. What was the first one?
That you're sure that Castaway is better than Forrest Gump?
Oh, no, my God.
But you haven't seen it, so you can't actually see.
He got an Oscar, Steiny.
Only if you've seen both can you speak on that.
Man, Philadelphia.
Ask me what the best stadium is in the major leagues.
What's the best stadium in the major leagues?
Dodger Stadium.
He's never been there is the bit. He's never been there.
That's weird, too. You've never been to Dodger Stadium?
I know. I do want to go.
That's weird.
His favorite movie of all time is called Midnight Run.
It's a great one.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Oh, my man.
Right, but I mean, there are probably 700 movies that people would put above it that he just hasn't seen. And
again,
that's where
I don't even have
no movie depth.
I don't care what your rankings are, and I don't care what makes you happy, but you're speaking on stuff you don't even know anything about.
What's new?
What do you mean, what's new?
That's what he does.
Been here 7 years, Mark.
Well, and we can be bothered by it every day. If we want to be.
And that little, let's just hit
I
reverse.
Saw enough of Forrest Gump walking by it 70 times.
Now you haven't.
Know.
And you wish Shasky on me. I didn't like that.
Now here you go again.
I can't apologize for people in my family getting sick or deaths. So have fun at my disposal. It's not all vacation. So there. I didn't like that.
And then he caught goo, and he wouldn't do that.
I didn't write that.
It's constant.
Hey, Will, that hurts. Man.
Every Thursday,
who needs enemies?
Every time you miss on
like
a Thursday, you know they're always chatting around.
I see you, dude.
I just want to raise my hand. All of mine's vacation, and I don't feel a damn bit of guilt.
Dude, I got sickness left and right, but man, oh man,
I got a ring on it.
Hey, we talked about you guys early.
I mean,
that bit with the funeral was awesome yesterday, and I just said to Steiny on air today, if somehow miraculously they come back, can you guys be at the party? After the funeral, did you got him in the coffin? You did the eulogy.
He did the eulogy, and I didn't stop him because I brought flowers, and he wore his black suit, and that's the way that thing goes. And you can look up at the screen behind you right now, and you can see the replay of what took place yesterday.
Good Lord.
You know, that's just that. And if they're not going to play with any verve and any enthusiasm, why should we as fans watch them with any enthusiasm
either?
And I
think that's why they booed, because we've taken days off. We did whatever to get here. This ain't right. And that's why I think we hurt some birds.
By the way, I've never booed Jordan Poole. I just want to answer that. I don't boo. I actually have kind of a policy against it, but I'm not bothered if anybody else wants
to. Right, right.
Like, yeah, dude, do your thing. And there are times even where I will agree with someone about, like, the deservedness of a boo. I thought that was a fun conversation that you guys were having. Yeah. Like, to me, that kind of comes down to either effort or just, like, there's a certain bar of execution. Professional sports is hard. I'm not. If you are in a slump and you strike out 18 times in a row, I'm not going to boo you. I might want to replace you, but I'm almost going to feel bad for you more than boo you. But for example, and we should circle back to this because we all kind of had fun at Ramos's expense yesterday because he threw the ball straight into the ground. And now we've seen the aerial view of all of the infielders running for the dugout or something. Like, the Giants this year have a large number of players that don't seem to know where to go or what to do with a baseball when it's hit to them or hit to someone else. And that's boo-worthy. Mm. That's stupid at the major league level. That's crazy.
Man, I will say this. There is a silver lining to you guys having that funeral yesterday.
What's that?
You are now welcome.
Nope.
At the Haters Bar.
Oh, man, that was... You're more than welcome now
because you've given up on the Giants.
He can go until the end of September, and once the season's over, it's going to be back to, we're going to get him next year, guys.
Oh, man.
So he's got a limited window.
Oh, I'm not waiting for September to that.
What do you mean, oh, my? He's right next to me.
I've never heard this tone from you.
Then you don't listen to the program.
Exactly, DSM. Yes, you have. You've been here for 7 years.
There was some malice there.
Allie Frazier,
absence of malice. And unlike some shows, I bring it to people's face. You go rat-a-tat-tat me while I'm not listening. That's your thing. That's your bit. I do it
in
the crossover.
I'm not raising my voice.
He's coming for you.
Am I raising my voice? Not at all. I'm just pointing out the facts.
You have another show tomorrow.
And I've heard you two guys go at it.
You're out tomorrow too?
Yep. Yeah. Evan and I.
Oh, good for you.
No malice.
I would love to see the scoreboard. Because you're closer to the top of the leaderboard than you are to the bottom of the leaderboard. As far as flex time away goes.
This is where
I could run down your list of times you've taken off if you'd like, and we can add it up, but you don't want that because you don't want to go into the vacation mad.
I choose to look at it this way.
I've taken
30?
Not even close.
Wow, now who's raising their voice?
Wow. Uh-oh, now it's on.
Oh, Willard.
Take a playoff wheel. You had the wedding, and you backed it up with a trip to New Orleans. And then you had the trip back to South Carolina for the golf trip. That was damn near a week. You had the tourney, and you took the Monday after, which was a quiet 3. And you got another 6 coming up. I think you hear me knocking, and I think I'm coming in.
Y'all are keeping track of each other.
I'm the snitch.
Yeah,
I'm the snitch.
You approve of what he's doing right now?
I want you to stand up to him.
Well, I'm gonna run down the actual numbers.
Why don't you come my way?
I'm just hyper aware of my teammates and how it affects the overall product.
Guru would call that nosy, right? You said I'm nosy.
Yeah.
He keeps track of everybody's time off.
He'd call it pocket watching is what he'd call it.
Okay.
Not being nosy, because it's not nosy when I look across the console and I see Evan. That's not being nosy. That's called showing up to work.
Okay. I took a Friday and Monday off to go on a golf trip to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's 2.
How'd it go?
It was fun. We won the team event.
Okay.
I took the New Orleans thing was 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9.
Yep.
Then, this is where you're so mistaken, it was just 3 Fridays and 1 Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so that gets me to what?
13.
13. And here comes one more week, and then it's football.
And a Friday.
What Friday?
This coming Friday and a week.
Yeah, it's still less than 4 weeks total.
That's 6.
Who made up the 4 weeks thing?
Well, I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
so the answer's you.
What do you mean?
I said, who made it up? You said, I just made it up. So I said, then you made it up.
Well, no, what I'm saying is,
did everyone else hear that?
I'm saying four weeks is it's about average for a guy my age, and I still haven't hit it.
Then you have a bunch of coughs, too. You had a bunch of coughs.
What does that mean?
You took a bunch of 6 days.
That don't count.
Yeah, I didn't say they count.
The listeners don't know what's going on. They just know that Steiny and Goo weren't here.
I've got 27 weeks.
Or anyone. Or Willard and Dibs. I'm not counting anybody's days. I've had mine.
I would be too embarrassed to count the next man's chicken or days off. That's just the cloth I come from.
Yeah. You can.
So stay in your lane when it comes to Goo's days off or time off, and then you can ask me about it, and I'll tell you where I was at.
I'll just tell you, if you want to go hardcore, you want to peel the Band-Aid off, let's get the stats. All 6 of us.
Right.
I think I'll be right smack dab where I usually am.
I actually, in the middle. I know my stats, and I believe that next week you will surpass me. Okay. So congrats.
And you're probably about to double me with this next little six-day flurry. Hey. And so, yeah, because I'm a thing.
So, well, so my sick days count.
No, they don't.
But your bereavement doesn't.
None of it counts. You didn't count your sick when you just racked up your 20. Those 20 that you just racked up, those are days.
But
time's illegal.
Willard brought up the cough.
That's Willard. So don't come to me with what's coming out of Willard's mouth. But you're counting them too. No, I just counted the ones you rattled off, which is 20.
No, it's less than 20. It's less than 4 weeks.
Time to do the legal.
Okay, we did the math. It's 19. Go ahead.
I'm actually a little annoyed. A little, not a lot, because I'm going on vacation.
I got 10 minutes to go there.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, but mostly you're listening to Dan Dibley Antagonize. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. And I know what's going on here today. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and we're coming to you today, right now, live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You prefer to be the antagonizer, not the antagonizee. Mm. So in this case, the shoe is on the other foot, Cinderella.
Mm. Okay.
That is an interesting point.
Fine.
I mean, you did just look at me and go, I've been here for 7 years, insinuating like that you have been antagonizing people for 7 years, and you're mad that Dibs is doing it to you for 7 minutes. Just an observation.
Yeah. I'm pretty much done here right now.
I did it for 51 weeks when the three of us had a show together, and that's why we didn't make it 52 weeks.
And
for anybody
else. Willard came aboard.
For anybody else our age and older, Goo is in here right now looking like UL Washington, and I freaking love it. Please tell me you understand the reference.
Yeah, with the toothpick.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Batted second behind Willie Wilson.
Yeah, so good. Unlike Steiny, I got one boss to answer to.
Who that?
My boss is not in this room.
Mm, straight up up top. G to the O to the D.
Why don't you try to live that example?
Well, look at that.
I'm comfortable with my skin.
The antagonist is back.
It's a gang up. That's fine. He's been his normal self.
How is it a gang up?
Let's be clear. I work alone. And when I walked in the studio and you and the boss were having a discussion about flex time away, yeah, I chimed in.
Oh, yeah.
I was uncomfortable, right too, because that was them going,
I'm an open book. I jumped right in with both feet. So don't make it seem like it's a gang up. It's me. It's Dan Dibley.
No,
it's Dibber Claus.
Goo's up to something here, too. He knows it.
I stood on all 10. I don't have to answer to nobody.
Take the toothpick out of your mouth.
I'm Dusty Baker.
Just when you leave, if you wouldn't mind picking the pieces up off the floor of the toothpicks that are invariably there.
I won't do like Shasky.
And Stein, if you could take your water and your coffee out too, there's always dishes left when you guys are done.
But please stay as long as you want.
But assume they're ours and not Shasky's.
And how are their dishes when you don't even sit where I sit at, Dibs? You don't even sit over here. So how would you know if they're ditches?
I walk over there to turn on
the
television.
That's the
good
idea.
Yeah, he's acting like the old granny right now.
Around the sticks. And you're the only one who drinks glass of water.
Dibs needs to stay in his lane.
And you leave it in here every single day.
No, I'm just saying.
My lane is in
the lane. If we were on radio, I'd cuss him out. How dare you tell the next man how many time they take off?
It's a shared space. Like, can we?
No, I'm not talking about the stuff. You don't sit here, so you don't. I don't leave dishes.
Right.
I noticed you never told Lorenzo Neal to clean up some of his things.
Why? Correct. Do you think I didn't tell him to clean up his toenails?
I don't think you did.
When he would trim his toenails on the counter, you don't think that I asked him to clean up his toenails? You're wrong.
I know husbands and wives that won't go back that far. Good Lord. Yeah, how long are you holding on to that?
What, the low kneel?
Yeah.
Well, it's just what came to mind.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all. Oof. Man, what else you want to talk about? You got about 8 minutes.
Yep.
Your new boots on the ground for the Valkyries, Pods.
Yeah,
that was a good get.
Yeah, we got a new correspondent. His name is Pods. And he handled the interview in the middle of a rainstorm. But he was outside. He was outside in his backyard in Orlando, and a thunderstorm came through.
He lives in Orlando?
No, he's working out in Orlando.
Oh, no. That's the first red flag.
Listen to the show. You said you were going to listen to the correspondent.
Did you ever pay off that tease?
The whole day.
Which one was it? There were two things I wanted to know.
Obviously, not that badly.
Well, you're doing it, too. I thought I could count on you. I guess not.
There was that, and also
that was the tease.
Yeah, we also played the game higher or lower, where we threw out things that were higher or lower than the number of stolen bases the Giants have this year, which is 52. So it was a fun game. We played that at about 5:25 or 5:30. We got to it.
I didn't hear that when I was listening at, I think, 5:30 to 6.
Yep.
It was about it. I didn't text you guys anything because I didn't notice you said anything wrong. So I let it, yesterday you must have done a nice job. Well done.
Nice.
What are you hot on, Goo?
What am I hot on? Dibs and all the gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Shasky being the one.
Yep. I'm with you, Goo. I've never been Team Goo more than today.
And I've been at funerals. People exactly. Sick. Like, let me apologize for that. You know, standing by people when they're sick. My bad.
Yep. You guys proud of yourselves?
It reeks of jealousy that you're going somewhere and then he would do
that to you. That's what it does. You know what?
What was the plurality of that?
What?
Are you guys proud of yourselves? I haven't said a damn word about anybody missing time.
Mark?
Have a great vacation.
But you're in his head anyway.
Well, yeah, no. But that's just the way it
works. You made an inference about, like,
say it to him with your chest.
I didn't. Not about your vacation.
No. This is not me. It's I do think you guys have been a little callous as it relates to some of the tragedies that have happened with Guru's family and some of the family stuff he's got. I think you've been very callous.
I've never said one word.
And I can speak for myself. Don't try to come to my room.
I'm
speak on what you got going on.
You speak for myself.
No.
It's just
what I've observed.
Now he's helping me.
I have never said one word about the numbers of time you've been absent. I've texted you. You know that.
You're my guy.
Virtually every single time.
Yeah.
The jokes about your absences come from your own show.
Oh my God. I tap into them because they don't have the real.
It's a Thursday and you're here. Yeah. What a miracle.
Yeah.
Like that whole joke about Thursdays is a thing.
No, it's not actually. The new protocol is me to come on the air and say, shut up, everybody. He's at a funeral.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I support my guy.
Yeah.
And be happy about your vacation you're about to take tomorrow.
Now I feel bad about it.
Have a great time.
No, I'm not
going to.
If you do, then you're lost.
Just for you guys, I'm going to be miserable. How about that?
If you do, then you're lost.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be miserable going where you're going. That's going to be super fun. And you know, with the system, get what you can get. That's all. I just was curious about what's the range so that I can be in the middle.
Well, the word's frequency.
I hate to say it.
Frequency.
Willard is the one who's right on this. The word is unlimited, as you would say. And that's, unfortunately, the facts.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, this is what I'm hot on. He asked, is it foul or fair to throw your own birthday party? Steiny came in with that today.
Fair or foul to throw your own birthday party?
Do you want to? What if you don't have
a
spouse?
Depends on the party.
But if I'm 18, 25, 38, if I want to throw my own, that's what it's about. Enjoy it. Has a problem with it.
No, I think the Guru, whole, you don't listen to me.
You get to do what you want for
I
your birthday.
I said I want to feel out the answer here because I'm not,
but
I don't
in your
know.
Core, talk, just say it. It's okay.
I wouldn't throw a party for myself
and
at 25 years
okay,
old. That's
why,
all.
Why, though?
Because I'm a punk at 25, and I don't deserve it.
Enjoy yourself.
I just want
and your friends.
I want people's birthdays to just be one day. That's been my wish. Mm. That's always been my wish. And I don't want to get, like, you know, I don't want to dabble into something that sounds sexist, but a lot of women I know tend to celebrate their birthday for about a month and a half.
Father's Day, Mother's Day. We won't talk about
but,
that.
But, you know, just your birthday is your birthday. Yeah. You get one day. You celebrate it again next year. And do whatever you want. When's your birthday, Steiny?
September 26th. I'll
what
probably
are you
take
doing?
The day off.
That's football season. I wouldn't do that.
Maybe it's a Saturday.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Mine's on a Saturday next year. I just found that out. Just looking at the Warriors schedule and noticed that they play on my birthday.
You'll be there?
I can't even remember if it's home or road.
Yeah.
But it clued me in that my birthday's on a weekend. I think I might throw a party.
You're a grown man.
Yeah. Very grown.
Like, I don't have an opinion on that. I really don't. Because if you're single, what are you going to do?
Makes it kind of like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And I'm not single.
And this all stems from Evan. He's throwing himself a bash at his house.
Great.
Steiny offered him his home to throw the party at. Now, that's a friend. He declined. But, like, damn, Steiny, that makes me like you.
I needed him to house it, too.
Well,
wow.
I mean, that's great. He doesn't have a wife, I don't think. Evan does. And so... Yeah, when's his birthday? Is it coming up?
I think it's next week. I think it's next week, but he's celebrating Saturday.
This Saturday?
I think it's Monday.
31.
Awesome, 31. All right. He's
Monday.
Another Leo. Atta boy.
It is Monday.
Grandy, do you have to clean up after this?
Probably.
Okay.
Grandy, he could have had this party at my house and spared you all
the mess.
Why didn't he do that?
Because he didn't trust the guests.
I thought if he got hammered, he would want to get in his own bed, and he couldn't do that at Steiny's house.
When's your birthday, Guru?
May 19th, same day as Malcolm X.
Dibs, when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You're playing, Dibs.
Uh-huh.
Dibs,
is it?
There's no way we did all this.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
You off?
No.
One dude
getting
them all?
No, I mean, had I known that taking days off was that easy, I'd have taken birthday week for crying out loud. Call
My
me Karen,
man.
I'm taking the week.
Boy.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm coming in to do Willard and Dibs.
Well, yeah, but then it's Friday night after that.
I'm actually going to take
Friday night.
I'm going to take up the whole crossover on what's bugging me
Come
tomorrow.
To the ship.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Come to the ship, Dibs.
Well,
I
wouldn't do that because he won't be in the room.
We'll
I don't
lay out.
Do that.
We'll lay out.
He'll be looking at him.
You want to lead the show tomorrow?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You want to do the whole thing?
Nah, you know, I want to just do what we do, have the usual Friday laughs, watch you get into silly mode at 5 o'clock, which happens every Friday.
Sometimes it happens at 4.
I mean, the man will just start giggling at everything, which is infectious. Go home and have a little dinner with the wife and kid and call it a week.
Oh, man. But seriously, Sadie, we are going to miss you, man. You know I am.
Where are you going again?
That was better.
Bandon Dunes.
Oh, you're going to Bandon.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder about Bandon. I've never been there.
Tell him everything. His rich friend flies him in.
No, I get it. And everybody says it's incredible. And
it is.
Everyone I talk to when they get back, they're like, the wind was blowing 38 miles an hour the whole time. And they're like wearing rain gear. And then they come out and they're like, it was incredible.
Possible.
I'm like, it looks miserable.
It can be. We're in the middle of August. We should be okay. But
Use your IG live for
as
us.
You
spend like a billion.
Yeah, I mean, I like that stuff.
Like
Willard,
like
I've
$500 tea time, and it might
Willard.
Yeah,
I've gone twice, and after the second time, I said, like the last Bob Dylan and Van Morrison concert, I said I will not go to any more.
Was the last time when you had to break into your own car because you locked the keys inside?
Oh no!
Yes. Oh, that's tough. Bandon's gotten too expensive, so I'm out.
What is it?
But you don't pay for anything.
Well, that's why I'm going.
No, yeah. What is it for regular people? Not like yourself.
Like if you golf for 5 days and stay on the property, it's got to be 5K.
Yep. It's a stay and play, but
are you allowed to just go get a tee time?
You can stay off the property, I believe.
And do one day? Can you just if somebody wanted to
if you want to go out and just play
just
around,
play
bandit. $250.
Yeah. Okay. That's
and
not
you might
I mean,
be on yeah. They have 6 courses and yeah, you want to stay there and you want to get the whole experience.
Can you play a good round? Is it possible to score?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like, the courses are all different.
It looks like sideways rain. Every person I've ever known has gone there. They're like, yeah, it was great. It was incredible. Couldn't stand up straight. I'm like, really? Was it fun?
You know how they like to simulate Irish golf, kind of. Okay. So,
we're living vicariously.
Okay, here you go. The tee times get less expensive, like March, April, May, and October, November, pretty much, because that's when the weather can get really bad. Although, you go up there and you prepare for anything.
Yeah. You got tomorrow 66 with a 25% chance of rain. So little
there you go.
And then Saturday 64 and then 63.
Wait, do we see rain?
Only Friday.
Okay.
Only
Are you
Friday.
Playing golf for 7 days?
Like 5 or 6.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I love it.
Your back will hold up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got
a new hip.
Yeah. We've got a recovery room at our place.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
What happens in there?
There's this sauna and like these cold baths, and you get a massage if you want. I've never
My
had a
man.
Massage, so I don't know.
Okay.
It's the good life.
Yeah.
Should I go get a massage? I've never had one.
You've never had a massage?
That's a lie. I've had one, and it was uncomfortable.
Shock me. Yeah.
If you come back having never had a massage and having never watched Forrest Gump, I'm done with you.
There's no way I watch a movie on a golf trip.
Why not? What the hell are you doing at night? What are you doing?
I'm not watching the Gumper.
All right, guys.
Oh, man.
Have a great trip, Steiny.
Before the trip, we got a meeting on 95.7 The Game.
Unlike Steiny, I got one boss to answer to.
Who that?
My boss is not in this room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.